Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to the show floor here at Mandalay Bay and Collaborate 2015. We're live. We have some great new guests in here. And I'm with my co-host, Ryan McPherson. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing fine. Yes, well, we have some good guests here already. Done a couple interviews and looking forward to a great afternoon of interviews from all of our exhibitors here at Collaborate 2015.
Yes, we have two folks here from IBM. I have with me Tim Vanderham, Vice President of Blue Mix and Development and Delivery. And I have also Andy Hoyt, Director of WebSphere Cloud Integration Development. How are you fellows doing today?
Doing great, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, doing great.
Good, good deal. So Tim, I know that you had a keynote earlier today. You didn't burp at the podium. Everything went pretty well?
Everything went pretty well. We had a live demo that Andy did. He'll talk a little bit about, but it was awesome. Fun being up on stage.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure have a captive audience is kind of nice. So tell me a little bit about how cloud technology is enabling what you guys are doing at Bluemix.
Yeah, so Bluemix is really our platform, digital innovation platform, focused on enabling developers to collaborate with line of business to rapidly innovate new applications. So it's a build, run, manage, deploy, iterate platform focused on giving developers freedom of choice, regardless of whether what language they're programming in. And it gives them full access to a plethora of services they might want to use to build these interesting applications. But Bluemix is much more than just a platform for developers. It also is then used and leveraged in the manage and run side of things with the IT shop. So it's really bringing together a platform as a service platform to allow companies to digitally transform where they're going rapidly and with great speed.
So how are you guys kind of doing that with a cloud platform? Like what are the mechanics behind that in a non-technical way?
Sure.
High level.
How are we doing that non-technically? Well, first of all, we're open, so I won't get into the technology side of things.
Yeah, but open source though, right?
Yeah, open source based, really giving freedom of flexibility and portability of applications. But we're truly giving them a platform to bring their code. We can integrate with any build system or any code repository that they use. You basically bring your code, you deploy it, it runs. We auto-scale it, you know, so we can spike up when you get more traffic, we can scale it down. And it's a platform allowing these companies to truly build new ideas. I think some of the great examples that we have are customers that are running hackathons. They have innovation forums inside their own company. They're using our platform to spend a weekend, 48 hours, bringing all their developers together, and they say, open forum. Build whatever you want to do, and we'll look for new projects that we can bring back and incubate internally.
Yeah.
So it's really an awesome platform, and it truly unlocks, I think, the potential that developers have to build new and interesting solutions.
Well, it puts you on the edge of the innovation for sure, right? I mean, that's the whole point.
Absolutely. I mean, innovation is driving disruption in every industry and every market, and developers are those creative minds that truly think about things that we hadn't thought of before. I mean, think about Uber and Airbnb and other solutions. That started because developers had a vision of how they could change how they interact with a taxi cab or change how they, rent rooms. And that's what I think our enterprise customers should think about. They have developers in-house that truly could revolutionize how they do their business today.
So, Andy, Tim mentioned that you did a demo. So talk to me kind of what you demoed, how that went, and what the big takeaway you think was for the demo.
Yeah, the demo did a lot of number of different things. It talked about how APIs and how APIs are the center of the world, and how you can take APIs and share them with other developers to enlarge the ecosystem. So we just simply walked through taking an API that we had already had and using Bluemix as our platform to be able to share those with a larger audience. So we took it, we used our API management service, we imported an API into it, and then with that service, we're able to get the full management that you need to be able to do to secure and socialize your APIs for the platform. We then showed how we were able to take an application to leverage those APIs and kind of reinvent their businesses by leveraging Bluemix as the platform to run their PHP app, leveraging a set of APIs, you know, that they built in-house, as well as the external APIs that were shared from other partners and so on to really take their app and move it to the next level. And then we talked about how you would take those APIs and you've got all that great information with APIs, but then there's data behind it. And how do you connect to your data? And we were able to show how you can securely connect from Bluemix and in their cloud platform to an Oracle database on premises.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and do it securely in a very, you know, just a few clicks to be able to do that. So you get the confidence that you're running, you know, you're running your data and your application securely in the cloud.
Is that the big differentiator for Bluemix? I mean, what's the biggest thing that you say think sets Bluemix apart from some competitors?
I mean, I think Bluemix has several key aspects that are differentiators. One is, you know, we are open, right? So we support OpenStack, Cloud Foundry, Docker. We've also been able to bring in concepts that go beyond some of the typical application development platforms. So, you know, that's kind of step one. Andy talked about API and API management. That service and the ability to build an API economy and an API ecosystem for customers, and then even clients that are doing B2B. So the healthcare industry is looking to grow this space. Same in financial services. So another big, huge differentiator for that platform that we have. And then resting on IBM's background of enterprise connectivity, enterprise scale, and security. We've got that all baked into our platform, and as Andy said, we can even show it connecting to Oracle database. As much as, you know, we like to say DB2 is going to be a stronger database platform, we can connect anywhere natively to wherever your data runs. So I like to say our cloud platform at Bluemix is about on-prem, off-prem, anywhere-prem.
That's a pretty good slogan. Mm-hmm. Any way you want it.
That's right. Any way you want it.
That's right. So talk to me a little bit about Watson and how you're using that to power some apps and leverage Watson.
So Watson is our, you know, cognitive computing engine, if you will. And so we're really leveraging Watson to allow clients to take the power of the capability of human learning or personality insights or being able to distill all this information that's around the globe. So we just had a recent acquisition called API, Alchemy API. And so we've got them now into the Watson family. They're a service that's not only available on Bluemix, but available standalone for people to use. And it truly allows you to understand computer vision, computer algorithms, photos, documents, and mines and scans this entire internet of data. And you can bring that back in. You can distill it. You can synthesize it based on your parameters, based on geography, based on date and time, based on a number of things, and truly use that in your application. There's other things around Q&A. There's other things that we have that allow Watson services to truly come into the application and be adapted for that client. One of the best examples is IQ in Austin, Texas. So they're using that and our personality insights to be able to understand as people walk into the store what their background is, what their interests are, so they can give them a guided experience to selling to them in their enterprise.
It's a lot of information management, though, right? I mean,
It is. I mean, but at the end of the day, that's the value of the platform.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can customize it to any however you need it to sort. I mean, that sounds like you can do just about anything you want to do with it is what I'm trying to say. You can make it do what you need it to do and work the way you need it to work.
That's right, because it really manages and learns. And if you need to go beyond just the service we offer in Bluemix, you can then take Watson and have your own individual personalized corpus is what we call it. And that actually will then do very deep human learning tasks to truly give you the power of all that data you have. I think the best example is USAA is an insurance company.
Right.
And they're using it to be able to get nuances of people's questions. Because, I mean, let's be honest, with the healthcare industry changing and the rules and laws changing, people want to be able to interact with a system that truly can understand. So it's no longer about calling up on the phone and having a voice-activated, you know, response system, because those systems, well, they understand your question at a high level. They can't get into the nuances. Watson enables USAA to get to the nuance of the style of question that you have, your background, understand you as a person, and truly give you back information. So,
that's scary cool, though.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool. So, Tim and Andy, we're here in Vegas, right? What are you looking forward to more about the conference? And then besides that, what are you guys going to do after the conference? What are your plans for the night?
Andy, what are your plans for the night?
Oh, just enjoy the conference a little bit more, have a nice dinner, and that's it.
Cool. You guys have any more speaking engagements? You pretty much on the wind down, or what do you guys do in the rest of the conference?
Yeah, so we're on a little bit of a downslope. You know, you get that adrenaline in the keynote. So we're both here in the interview session being like, you know, this is awesome that we were able to interact with you. But, you know, have a little bit of adrenaline rush that's dying down. But we've got some things to do with all the presidents from the different user groups here. They'll be
that's
doing
cool.
At the code rally right behind us.
Yeah, yeah.
Racing the cars again. Awesome application built on Bluemix. So we'll be milling around, you know, talking to clients, talking to customers and partners, because this is about evangelizing here, even though we're in the middle of an Oracle conference, what IBM is doing.
Sure.
Because IBM is partnering and collaborating with, you know, companies around the world, every industry, every geography, every make and model, everything from universities through small and medium businesses to the large, you know, Fortune 10 companies in the world. And we think the IBM platform gives you the breadth and depth to do that. So we're going to be milling around, talking, having a good dinner, maybe a few drinks later, and enjoying our time in Vegas. But we got an early flight to San Francisco tomorrow to see some customers, so we can't get too crazy in Vegas tonight.
That's all right, though. That'd be fun, though. But it's great having you guys on. I appreciate you coming on. And I'm Michael Lauer here for Ryan McPherson, and we'll see you in a little bit at Collaborate 2015.